Blog Talk Radio.
Finest people.
Where is thy salute?
For presenting yourselves on this battlefield. I give you thanks.
This is our army. To join it, you give homage.
I give homage to Scotland. And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
Hold! The English are too many.
I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Killed men by the hundreds. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his heart. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight?
Fight against that? No! We will run!
And we will live. Aye. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your bed, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Everybody, Joseph Gibson, casting here live, understanding the times in which we live today. We'll see what we got in store for us here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here to stand up against the Bill of Rights Group that is attempting to get rid of the sovereignty of the United States. The truth of your world government has now been exposed. We know you are ruthless. We know you are evil. The David Rockefeller, to the Rothschild representatives here, to the Queen of the Netherlands, to all of you, we tell you, you are not our queens, you are not our kings, you are not our gods. We do not belong to you. We are not your slaves. We stand as free humans and stood since the beginning of time against the straw men, against the thugs, against the bullies. We will defeat your world government. We will defeat world taxation. We will defeat your control grid. God is on our side. I stand before the creator of the universe. And I ask the creator of the universe, as our founding fathers did in 1776, to lead, guide, and direct us, and to give us the power and the foresight and the understanding and the will to stand against your entire agenda, including your final plan of world population reduction of 80% that Henry Kissinger penned in 1973. Why do you put mercury in the vaccines? Stand sodium fluoride in the water? Why? Why do you put cancer viruses in the vaccines? Why do you use depleted uranium now in four separate nations? You're arrogant. You have the sickness that elites have had throughout history, and they're literal and, in some cases, figurative ivory towers. You believe that you're invincible. You will, and you are failing now. Your new world order will fall. Humanity will defeat you. The answer in 1984 is 1776.
the king's tyranny never amounted to more than 3% of the colonists. They were in turn actively supported by perhaps 10% of the population. In addition to these revolutionaries were perhaps another 20% who favored their cause but did little to nothing to support it. Another one-third of the population sided with the king. By the end of the war, there were actually more Americans fighting for the king than there were in the field against him. And the final third, they took no side and blew with the wind and took what came. Percenters today do not claim that we represent 3% of the American people, although we might. That theory has not yet been tested. We do claim that we represent at least 3% of American gun owners, which is still a healthy number, somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 million people. History, for good or ill, is made by determined minorities. We are one such minority. So too are the current enemies of the Founders Republic. What remains, then, is the test of will and skill to determine who will shape the future of our nation.
Reflecting. are people in high places, including some very high-ranking people in terms of their background, who agree totally with what I say about this stuff, but they won't fight because they say, we'll be shot. We don't want to go to a death camp. Well, if we go into a death camp because we do this, the world will never forgive those who do it. And the world will never forgive those who capitulate to this. Anybody who's smart is not going to take on the American people in that fashion. You're not going to shove a dictatorship down the throat of the American people. They'll kill you. They'll kill you. And they can. Learn the lesson of Vietnam and a few other locations. They will kill you, and they can, if you make them angry enough. And you're about to make them very angry. The reason you're getting such a peculiar behavior in the House of Representatives' background is because the people out there who are behind the people who voted against this bill, those people out there are ready to kill. Not because they're killers, but because they see the destruction of everything that life means to them is threatening them. They've seen a lot of it, step by step. They've put up with it. They've accepted it. They've crawled for it. They said, we have to get along. We have to get along. The time has come when they know that everything is being taken away from them, and that was too much. You're going to find the rage against the White House and against the Senate in particular is going to escalate in ways during the coming days of this week and next week in ways beyond anything most of you believe. I can see it right there. It's there. It's coming. The mood in the American people, having gone through fake wars, they've had their children sent out into fake wars like Iraq. It was a fake war. We don't need to go there. We don't need to get into that war. Then we got to do it. They made a mess of it, even what they started. No need. Look at the suffering of people who were in service, come from that war, not whether it's death or injuries, but they can't get help. They're condemned to horrible conditions. And in every neighborhood in the United States, there's someone in that category. It radiates. Don't you see the hatred you're building up against Washington in the people of the United States? And this bill is one bill too many. You're headed for something French Revolution, and it's going to put a bullet on your own head if you're dumb enough not to fight. There is no limit. There is no excuse.
What the hell was that? Was that fun?
All right, everybody, Joseph Gibson Podcast here, understanding the times in which we live today. Have you had enough yet? Have you had enough? That is Kyle Wittenhouse to the trial. What the hell is he doing on trial to begin with? Yeah, we're missing the whole question here. We're all entertained wondering, hey, kind of guilty, not guilty. What the hell is he doing on trial to begin with? That's my answer. That's my question. I don't care about the guilty or not guilty. The point of it being is, why is he even on trial? Why? Nobody's asking that question. We're too busy being entertained. I wonder what Judge Genie say. I wonder what Hannity's going to say tonight on Fox Fake News. Fox Fake, Fox. You know, and then we got the CNN crap. Why is this kid even on trial to begin with? That's the question again. Why is he on trial to begin with? Why are you? Why is the next guy? Because you know what? You know, this kid Kyle, there's thousands of others across the globe, and especially here in America, that are facing the same situation, but they're not being on the Entertainment Tonight channel. This is tyranny. Tyranny. Bullshit. That's what it is. It's a bunch of crap. And we should be ashamed of ourselves. Ashamed of ourselves. We should be asking that question here tonight. Why is this kid even on trial to begin with? Why was he arrested? It just makes me sick. Sick. Oh, my mask. Biden wonders over. Mask to get distracted. Signs bill was out. Oh, yeah. Breaking bombshell. Fauci and Gates admit COVID vaccine doesn't work. Shocking. Shocking. Here we go. Let's listen to this.
You know, we didn't have vaccines that block transmission. We got vaccines to help you with your health, but they only slightly reduce the transmission. So we need a new way of doing the vaccine. We're starting to see waning immunity against infection and waning immunity in the beginning aspect against hospitalization. And if you look at Israel, which has always been a month to a month and a half ahead of us in the dynamics of the outbreak, in their vaccine response, and in every other element of the outbreak, they are seeing a waning of immunity, not only against infection, and to some extent death, which is starting to now involve all age groups.
So it was always going to work. It was 96% effective. You couldn't say that it had waning immunity or that it erased your immunity, and now he just admits it. And that's what it's all about. This is a cult saying you're all sick, you're all evil, you're dirty, wear a mask. This is a cult saying, oh, you need 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 shots. Now Bill Gates says, oh, sorry, the vaccine didn't work. We got a new one coming out. And so did Fauci. I mean, have we figured this out yet? This is tyrannical corporate government using behavioral psychologists to try to take over the planet while they steal everybody's money and devalue the currency.
When they use the term vaccine misinformation, they are using it as a euphemism for any statement that departs from official government policies and pharmaceutical industry profit-taking. It has nothing to do whether it's true or false. It only has to do with what the political implications are. And who is doing this censorship? It's government officials in league with Bill Gates, with Larry Ellison, with Mark Zuckerberg, with Sergey Brin from Google, and with all of these internet titans. They have engineered not only the destruction of our democracy and our civil rights, but they have engineered the biggest shift of wealth in human history.
It comes at the end of October every year and only runs for 2 weeks. It's what I call the Black Friday comes early super blowout sale with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling products. Brainforce.
All right, everybody. Okay, all right. Here we go. We got, I'm going to call this place here now. It's this place here in Summerfield, North Carolina. They got into an argument with me tonight about a mask, wearing a mask, and I'm going to give them a call here right now and find out why they were arguing with me about it. They said it's a law. I'm going to call them right now. We're going to call them live on the air. Let's call these bastards.
Thanks for calling Grease Baby C. Sunfield.
Hey, how you doing tonight? I was in there a little bit earlier, and one of the employees there, he got a little upset with me because I wasn't wearing a mask, and I was just curious. He said it was a law that, you know, that he was wearing for me to wear a mask, and I was just curious as to what law it was. Can you just
well, if you go back and look at the Greensboro Council, had put out a mandate for all establishments to wear, is required to wear a mask when you come in, and therefore they're the ones who put that out there. All establishments are supposed to be adhering to it, food line, restaurants, anything that was in the Guilford County. And if you notice, if when you came to the door, on the door, it shows you that a mask is required. And if you do not have your mask, then you is required to either leave or go ahead and put one on. And we don't make the rules, sir. And all we do is just enforce what's given to us. Until it changes, then we just go with what we have, what is on the door. And if you come back and see on your next visit, then you will see that that mask thing is on the door for everyone. So anyone who comes through the door, a mask is required. And that's what was put out by the city council.
Yeah, is that a law, though? Is it a law? Because I was just wondering, because you said it was a mandate. Is that a law? Because I just can't.
Well,
give
me a moment. Give me a moment.
Okay.
Hey, where's that? Give me that one right there. Okay. It's called face covering requirement indoors regardless of vaccinated status. The Guilford County Business Owner. Dear Guilford County Business Owner. The Guilford County Board of Health has approved a COVID-19 indoor mask rule for businesses, establishments, and public places effective 25 August 21. That means individuals 5 years or older, regardless of vaccination status, must wear face covering when indoors in all business establishments and public places. All businesses, establishments, and public places must require that all persons 5 years and older, regardless of vaccination status, wear face covering when indoors on their premises. Exemption under limited circumstances are outlined in the rules. You can visit the health of the www.healthyguilford.biz to find rules, checklists, download resources, and compliance. This rule remained in effect to 8 January 22 until the Guilford County vaccination rate reaches 70% or its positive rate is at or below 5% or for 3 consecutive weeks. And I think that's what they had a vote on today, this evening. I don't know. I don't know what the outcome of it is. But
is it a law, though? I was just wondering, is it a law? Because
no,
I was
it's,
just
the, it's a requirement from the public health. And this is something that the public, right. So if you come in, it's required that you do have face covering. It doesn't make a difference.
But I thought, though, the law, though, but if it's not law, I mean, certainly you must understand, the law, I mean, my rights don't stop at the front door of a business.
Well,
it's open to the public. Right?
Well,
I mean,
it's like this.
Right?
Well, this is what it's saying. If you come in here to do business, it's required that you have a face covering. If you do not want to comply to that, then you have to leave. So we do not have to sell to you.
So what happens if they do not make people wear a mask in their establishment?
Well,
what happens then?
Well, number one, until this mandate, this what I just read to you, until they downtown make that decision, then if they take it off, if they say they changed it, they changed the rules on what they're doing, then we follow those rules. But when you come upon the door to enter.
Yeah.
When you come upon the door to enter, It's required. A face covering is required. It's right here on the door. Now, if you come through the door, one of us will let you know that he or she will need a mask.
Can I just ask you, though, what does the mask do to protect us against the virus? Because
sir,
from what I understand, it doesn't protect us at all.
Listen to me. If you want to find out that information of what it does, I don't get into all of the specifics and everything. I just follow
the rules.
I got that.
I'm just wondering.
And
though,
that's something that you would have to get in. Who was it with?
If they send this memo out, okay.
But for a specific, when it comes down to the question, when it comes down to the, wearing the mask inside the facility, inside the store, that's what is required.
Whichever
ABC store that you visit here in Greensboro, it's going to be required that you have a mask before you can enter in to do any business.
Now, as far as anything else beyond that one, I don't know, sir.
I ain't got anything to do with rights. If you want to know anything else, as I stated, you can. It's www. Give me a moment. GuilfordCountyNC.gov. That's who you are. Going to that website for the rules that they have online. I just want to ask you a quick question.
So back in the 1950s and 60s when they said blacks aren't allowed in this store, it's our rules and our policy, you know, that was okay back then I'm just trying to say a right is a right. If we allow our rights to stand at the front door and we allow people to discriminate against someone who believes a personal belief because there's no facts based upon what that mask requirement is, it's just like skin color. If a black man, you know,
I understand that, but my stance on it is here they have this rule. This is what they ask us to do. That's what I'm doing. I don't get into the specifics of what you're saying. I understand that. But when you come in here, this is the rule that we have to apply. That's all
and
I can say.
If everybody abided by the rules, though, we wouldn't have rights today. We wouldn't have any rights, and we wouldn't have an America today.
Well, we can agree to disagree. But once again, when it comes down to us here at the job, we have the rules. This is what they ask us to do, and that's what we do.
Will the city shut you down? If you guys didn't comply with that rule, though, will the city shut you down
sir,
if you don't comply with that?
I don't know. Like I told you once again, young man, I don't get into the specific of all of that. All I know, this is the rule. This is what they ask. Even on my other job,
No.
Rules.
I was just saying if you said, hey, I'll let people come into my
store. I don't know.
No, I was just saying. I'm saying you as an individual, if you let people come into your store without wearing a mask, will they shut you down and fine you?
I don't know how they got it set up. If they were to go in the food line and see that, they will find the store. Not the individual, but the store. They'll find the store. Now, for us, like we said, all we do is just abide by what the rules, what they ask us to do. So if anyone comes in or comes through that door, you can understand it. We require them to get a mask or have them to get a mask before they can come any further. And I'm going to say about 90-95% of the people that comes through, they go ahead, put it on. They ain't in here but a few seconds.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. They
and
comply.
Then everybody
oh, yeah.
go.
We got to go along to get
and
along.
That's all
sure,
I do.
Why not? I mean, imagine if 3% of the population didn't agree, didn't comply with the taxes and didn't stand up to the British. Imagine, we wouldn't have a country today, you know?
I think we have a country, but once again, you know, we have the rules. I mean, I'm not here to be divided.
And you're just doing your job. I know.
Correct.
I understand. You're just doing your job. And after all, that's what the Nazis said during the Nuremberg trials, too. Hey, we were just doing our job, you know? I mean, you know, so, you know, I just disagree with it. That's all, the policy and whatnot. Because there's no proof that the mask actually protects you. You know,
I'm not into the science parts of it. All I know is what's handed down is what they say. This is what we have. Boom, boom, boom. We say okay, and we comply with it, and anyone that comes through the door, I don't care who it is. You know,
I appreciate your time, though. I really do. But let me ask you a question, though. If the policy and the company said slap every customer upside the head when they walk through the door, would you do it? You know,
if that's what the policy is, yeah. You know, but then again, we're only doing what we're told to do. Okay. A lot of people follow those. Some of them don't.
Yeah. With all due respect, you know, listen to what you just said. I'm only doing what I'm told to do. I mean,
what I'm told to do, because I am a man under authority. So therefore, when my supervisors, my leaders come in and they say this is what we're going to do, well, then that's what we do. If not, if you don't like it, then you go and find a job somewhere else. Well, we can, but like I said, once again, this is the rule that was put before us. This is what they told us they wanted us to do, and this is what we're doing. Some people are going to like it. Some people are not going to like it. All we have to do is just enforce it. When it comes, you come through that door,
make everything easy. Yeah, no, I know, but if they tell you you're going to be vaccinated, so whatever the government says, we got to comply with. We just got to obey, right?
Well, that's an individual. That's an individual thoughtful whomever. But as far as me, they ask us to do this. This is what I do. I don't get in all the politics or the specifics of it. So whomever comes through this door, just like when I come through here and coming in for shift, and someone is standing in here or have gotten in here and don't have a mask, I will go to them, tell them the same thing, and he or she will have to go ahead and comply. Because if everyone else is in here has theirs, then might as well go ahead.
Yeah, we got to do whatever everybody
else rule.
Does, right? Yeah. I mean,
well, it,
imagine,
once again, it's a rule.
Yeah.
I understand all of that, but they ain't got nothing to do with me not doing my job, and that's part of my job. And I'm not going to sit here and be subordinate.
You know, I mean,
well,
yeah, I understand what you're
once
saying.
Once again, I'm not
going to lose your job. I know.
It ain't just that. It's part of when I'm here, even if this is your establishment. Hey, I want you to do this, this, and this. If I don't do that, then you're going to get me in violation of the policies or the procedures or the rules that you have set forth. It happens constantly. So all I do and my coworkers, what we do, we just go ahead and abide by it. And if you go to some
just
of the other stores, the security guard, right there, he or she is not going to let. They're going to tell you you're going to need a mask before you come in.
And what will they
and
do
they
if
will
the
turn
customer
you away?
Comply? What if the customer says, no, I'm not going to wear a mask. It's my right not to. What will happen to that customer, you think?
Well, then he or she, we're going to ask them to leave.
And what if they don't leave? And they just say, hey, I'm here to buy this.
No, we just call your friend. No, it don't work like that. You're not going strong arm. We just call the police and let them escort it. Yeah. I'm not going to stand here arguing with you, man.
I'm
just telling you. You come through here, if you don't want to abide by the rules, just like me coming to your house. If I come to your house and you say, don't put your feet on the table,
house. We're in a public place.
Do.
What I'm saying is,
it's the respect. It's the respect of the rules.
I
respect your rules.
Uh-huh.
So when you come through here, you can sit here and twist words, play up and down.
No, I'm not using
understand
my house.
Something.
My house. No, my house.
I'm using that as an example for us.
Property.
Me coming to your house, you have certain rules. I respect the rules of the house. So when you come here, just respect the rules
house,
of the
though.
Store.
We're in a public place. We're in a public place. It's a
Congressman,
public store.
Congressman, listen to me. Well, we're not going to sit here and go back and forth like a tennis ball. I done said something. If you got any other questions.
That's all.
Well, then, when you ask them, listen to what? It was just I'm showing you there's a difference. We have rules, and that's what we're going to follow when we're here.
Well, that's
and
what they said in the
50s
and
60s. People come through.
White water fountains only. You know?
Well, they
and,
was
and,
wrong
and,
when they did
you know?
That, but once again, I'm not going to get into politics of this whole thing. Any other question? Like I said, you can – come down here and talk with Nick, or you can go with the information I gave you, call them, and they'll give you a little bit more. Until they change it, then we'll change it. As it stands right now, when you come through this, come in here to do business, you have your mask on, you purchase your spirit, and then you leave. Very simple.
And then just obey, right? I'm not trying to give you a hard time. I'm just trying to ask you what the, you know, and I appreciate your time here. I really do. And I just don't think that if we all lived like that, we wouldn't have the freedoms we have today, you know? I mean, that's all.
Well, you know, like I said, I only just do what we're asked to do, and that's it. And when I do have a question, I will ask that question. But as it stands right now, it is what it is.
I understand.
Okay,
and
young man?
I appreciate your time. I appreciate your time. I know you're busy, and I appreciate your time. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You too, young man. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. All right, everybody, you heard it there. You will obey the rules. You will obey. That is the citizens of our society and our public here today, and that's what you will do. You will obey. And you heard what he said. We'll call the police. Let's ask the police. Let's call them and ask them. What do you think? Let's call them and ask them, because he said he'd call the police. And let's find out. Let's call the police department and see if they would come and arrest me because I'm not going to wear a mask. Because I ain't wearing the goddamn thing. How about that? Let's see what the policy is for the police department. Because he was just telling me that's what he's going to do, call the police if I don't wear a mask. And so let's find out. Let's call the Guilford County Sheriff's Department. I mean, that's what we need to do, ask questions. And, you know, because I want to know, because, you know, and just imagine, we wouldn't have America today if we didn't challenge this stuff, right? I mean, tell me something, what other podcast show is doing what I'm doing, huh? You know, so the bottom line is this, I ain't wearing it, period. End of story, I ain't wearing it. Arrest me, beat me up, electrocute me, do whatever the hell you want to do. And folks, you just heard that store clerk right there. He gave me a big long spew and lecture that he says you're going to wear your mask when you come in here, and we're just going to do what we're told. Bah, bah. That's what I feel like doing to him. Bah, sheep. He's going to do what he's told. He's going to do what he's told. That's right. He's going to do what he's told. I got a couple callers here, but before I get to the callers here, I want to call the Guilford County Sheriff's Department and ask them what's going on here. If they'll arrest me if I don't wear my mask, I'm just curious. Will I be arrested because I don't wear my mask? I mean, I'm just curious here. So, I got to get the number here right. Make sure I get that number here right here. I don't want to call somebody. Oh, 641. Okay, 641. All right, 641. 641. I probably won't get anybody, but it's after hours, you know. Well, let's see here. I don't want to call 911. I have to call dispatch, so let's see. Hopefully I can get them. Let's see here. Let's give them a call. There we go.
Thank you for calling the Guilford County Sheriff Department. Our offices are currently closed. Our regular business hours are from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Please call back during regular business hours.
Okay. I don't business hours. All right. So I got to call them during the day. I wonder if they got a dispatch number, though. I'm just curious here. Dispatch. They got to have a dispatch number. I'm just curious. Let's see here. Non-emergency. Oh, they got a non-emergency number. Okay, yeah, let me call that one. Non-emergency. It actually is an emergency. My rights are being violated, you know, but we're going to get into it. We'll see how long they last on the line here. Before they hang up on me. We had them hang up on me before, remember? We had police departments hang up on me all the time. Let's call them real quick here, non-emergency. I see the callers on the line. I will get to you. I promise I will get to you. If you missed it, people that are just tuning in right now, I was just debating with a store clerk here in Summerfield, North Carolina, how you will wear a mask, and he will obey the rules, and that's all there is to it. You will obey the rules. You will. And they just follow the rules, and they do what they're told. When I asked him about, you know, what the mask does to protect you, he wouldn't answer that. I just do what I'm told, he said. Oh, boy. All right, let's try this number here. Let's give him a quick call, and then I'll take the callers. Please enter a valid number. All right, what's going on here? All right, let me take my first caller here while I get the right number for the non-emergency number. Go ahead there, private caller. Go ahead. You're live. Go ahead.
Hello?
Private caller. Yeah, go ahead. You're live.
Oh, hey, I didn't hear the unmuted, man. What's up?
What do you think of that call, Sarge? What do you think, huh? Tyranny, huh? Tyranny at its best.
I have to make a confession to you, Joe. I've been a police officer in exactly that situation where I was called to remove a person that a public accommodation under civil rights law was wanted to have removed.
Really?
And I can tell you what the law says, like in Illinois and probably most other states. Now, public accommodation, you cannot discriminate against someone. I mean, talking about legally now, okay? You can't discriminate against someone on the basis of race, disability, and several other criteria, depending upon whether or not the state laws have adopted them, you know, as classes that cannot be discriminated against in matters of public accommodation, meaning if you got a restaurant or a store that's open to the public and you let anybody walk in, provided they're obeying the rules of the establishment, then you can't discriminate against those classes. But if they have a sign posted that says, we reserve the right to refuse service to anyone, then they have another sign saying, you can't get service without shoes or shirt on, and they call somebody like me, a uniform agent of the state with a badge and a gun, and they call you in there and say, this man, you see that sign? No shoes, no shirt, no service. Look at him. He ain't got no shoes, got no shirt on. I told him I want him to leave. He won't leave. And I asked him, okay, he's not leaving. Are you willing to sign a complaint for trespass if you tell him to leave and he doesn't leave? Now, if they're not going to sign a complaint, I'm not sticking around. I said, look, you got to sign a complaint or I got no authority to arrest him. So if you're going to sign a complaint that he's trespassing and will not leave after you've asked him to leave, then I can arrest him for trespassing, but only on your complaint. And if they do that, then I have the authority to arrest him under that state law and most laws that I know of.
Even if it's unconstitutional? Even if it's unconstitutional?
Again, it's not unconstitutional unless it is a violation of civil rights law. Most stores have the right under most state laws to refuse service to anyone whom they have deemed violating the laws and establishing their presence. Usually, though, they got to have a sign posted to that effect somewhere.
Wow. What if they're the only establishment in the general public that offers that type of service?
Then if it's a private establishment, a private business, they have the right to do so.
No, it's not private. It's open to the public. It doesn't. There's no sign saying we're private.
Public accommodation. Unlawful discrimination in public accommodations is always illegal. It's illegal under civil rights law. But again, they have to be defined in the law. In other words, it has to be an offense that anyone can commit, like not wearing shoes or a shirt. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I'm just saying, how about this? This is the problem. Hang on, Sarge. This is the problem with the codification of laws and statutes. It violates common law and the general laws that this country was founded upon, the Constitution. That's why we don't have a Constitution anymore. We have codified UCC laws that make no common sense whatsoever. You know,
you see, that is why you need to be as close to your legislators as you can to
That's
put
why
pressure
I'm for the legislator.
To repeal laws that you think are arbitrary and capricious. If you can get your state
Hang on, Sarge. They already are. Marbury versus Madison. The Supreme Court said any law that conflicts with the Constitution or conflicts with the Constitution, null and void. The Supreme Court, you see, that's why it doesn't work. That's why the founders were so genius. They were so ingenious with the Constitution. I know you're a Constitution man.
Constitution also has a little provision there called the 10th Amendment to the Constitution. And the 10th Amendment of the Constitution allows the people to make these sorts of laws that are not in direct violation of the Constitution.
But now we get to the civil rights charge. Now, you as being a black man, you say, hang on, now to the 14th Amendment, which enslaved us.
Yeah,
you know?
One of the rights we have to recognize, along with the rights of the individual, is the right of property owners to determine
how their property... They're open to the public. Listen, Sarge, the bottom line is this.
It's a public establishment.
It's a public institution. Sarge, I think we have a disagreement between you and I. It's rare, but we got a disagreement here.
Institution and a public accommodation. Public accommodation
it's
is not
public
necessarily a public institution.
It's in a public parking lot. It's in a commercialized business. That means it's open to the general public to come in and shop. If you're allowed to come in, it's not a private...
A business owner can shut down his property early if he wants to. He's not a business owner. He's a manager of a store.
Yeah, but he's a manager of a corporation that's open to the general public, you see. And that's why Woolworth here in Greensboro, North Carolina, when they said, and you know about this, Sarge, that's why Woolworth in downtown Greensboro, they said no blacks at the counter, no black people at the counter. All black people at the back of the restaurant, that's illegal.
Wait a minute, Joe, the difference is they are being discriminated against on the basis of an immutable characteristic.
Well, here's the thing, me wearing a mask, I don't want to cover my face. I feel like there's no justification to wear a mask.
It has to be something that can be just about universally applied to anyone.
Well, if they wanted to discriminate
against the disabled because a wheelchair provides obstructions in the aisle, for instance. Most states have in their laws and the constitution a provision that you are not allowed to discriminate against handicapped people and disabled people. So right there is in the law.
Sarge,
you can't do it. Even if it does provide an inconvenience.
But Sarge, this is where we get into a disagreement. This is where you... Actually, I'm going to call you hypocritical on this because the Constitution...
Wait a minute. Let me finish, Sarge. Hang on now. We got a disagreement here.
I know usually you and I agree with each other. Usually we agree. But this time we disagree because you know what? Common law. There's no injured party. This is a public establishment that's open to the general public. And it's personal preference as me being white, black, yellow, whatever it may be. I'm not wearing a mask because you know what? It's uncomfortable for me. I feel uncomfortable. And so you're asking me to place an object across my mouth, across my nose, that makes me feel uncomfortable. And you're telling me because everybody else is wearing one, I have to wear one. You know, and he just said it was a mandate, which is not a law. It's not a law. That's why I was trying to get to him on about the law, because it's not a law. It's an executive order by the governor, and governors don't write laws, and executive orders are not law. So therefore, it's not the law unless they amend the Constitution where it says everyone has to wear a mask out in general public. Then therefore, it's unconstitutional. You're violating my rights as a citizen of this country. And whether you know, and there's no injured party, you know. I mean, I'm just saying that it's silly nonsense to begin with. You know,
it comes down to private property rights, and the it's like a homeowner almost, not quite.
No, it's not like a homeowner because my home is not open to the general public. Sarge, I'm going to bring on 909 here. They probably got something to contribute here
in that homeowner's house.
Yeah, but my home is not open to the general public.
Wait a minute. Do you have a First Amendment right to protest? Yes, you do. Do you have a First Amendment right to protest inside that person's business establishment? No. And they have a right to
bring on 909. Maybe they can bring on shed some light on this. It's a very interesting conversation. The system is broken here. I feel. All right, 909, go ahead.
Well, look, I could say that here's what I would be for now. This is what I'm for. I am for saying, like, especially with this COVID, you know I'm against this mask mandate. You know I'm against vaccine mandates. You already know that, right?
Yes, of course. Sorry. Listen, man. You know I love you like a brother. You know that. We could do battle on the field together. You know that. Come on.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying I'm against all that. I'm also for private property rights equally as much. And I would like to say this. I agree with you that a governor making a mandate not supported by state legislation, because states are free to legislate in matters like this under the 10th Amendment. States are free.
That's
true. I'm not saying they should. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying they should. I'm saying under the Constitution they are free to if they wish. Now, it's up to us to put pressure on these legislatures not to pass these onerous laws or to repeal them if they do.
Sarge, I'm going to bring 909 on. 909, go ahead. Thank you for calling in. Go ahead. I think I know who this is. Go ahead, 909.
Good evening, Jensen. Good evening, Sarge.
We got a bad connection. You might have to call back in. I got a bad connection with you. Try again. Go ahead. Talk. Go ahead. I think we got a bad connection. I know who this is. I can barely hear you. She's going to have to call back in. We had a bad connection. I know who that is, and I'm hoping she's on my side on this, but because she's very well-versed in the Constitution. I think that's Suzette, actually. I don't know if she's going to agree with Sarge on this or me. I don't know. But it'd be interesting on the conversation point. I mean, the mask policy, it's a policy right now. And that's what I was asking the store clerk, Sarge, it's a mandate. It's a mandate. It's not state law. And that was the thing I was trying to bring across to the store clerk. And they were telling me and he was disagreeing with me. He's saying it's policy of the board that the city council voted on it, saying it's a mandate. So can the city council constitutionally make people wear a mask? You know, I'm not sure. Can they? I don't know.
If you look at the way trespass laws are written in a state, trespass laws are written in a manner. Like I know the way they were written in Illinois. And the way they were written in Illinois is, when a person who is authorized to, such as either a person who speaks for the property owner, like an employee in the case of a restaurant.
All right, Suzette's trying to get back in, Sarge. All right, Suzette's trying to get back in. Let me see if I can connect you real quick. All right, go ahead there, Suzette. Now I got a private caller, too. Go ahead, Suzette. I think that's you. Go ahead. 909, go ahead.
Is that any better?
Yep, I can hear you fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Yeah, I don't know what happened there with a bad connection. But anyway, I was writing in the chat room as far as the whole, no shirts, no socks, no service, or whatever that is. Those are, you know, the establishment's policies that are made clear for the public to see if they're, you know, outside posted on the window or some type of marquee board or whatever. But those things are something that a person can choose to not do and can't expect to be able to go into that establishment when the establishment said clearly this is the rules to come in, something you can actually do something about, you know, because, you know, you don't want to wear shoes. Well, people don't want bare feet walking around, you know, their food or whatever. So there's reasons. But something else as far as your gender, your race, your disabilities, I forget what else I had labeled in there, color, whatever, those are things that you can't do anything about. You can't choose to do something about in order to accommodate the establishment's rules. And so, you know, those are the ones that fall under civil rights. There may be a few more, too, that I left out. But, again, those are just things, as Sarge mentioned, or tried to mention, that you can't do anything about. It's something that's innate, you know, within you. So those are protected under the civil rights. And choosing not to wear a mask would not be a civil right violation, because it's a choice. You made a choice. That establishment says you don't come in without one. You're saying, I don't want to wear one. He says, all right, go down the street. There's a place down the street that you don't have to wear one, but you can't come in here.
Gotcha.
All right. All right. That was very well explained. I've done it dozens of times.
Okay,
every time,
okay.
The person will either get convicted or they'll give them a suspended sentence or whatever. Because,
okay,
the owner gives them notice, they got to go.
All right. Now, so therefore, what happens when they say you got to get your vaccination and they want to jab you with the vaccination? Is that a choice? Is that something now?
Well, obviously, the property manager can't make you take a vaccination.
No. What I'm trying to say is if you don't get your vaccination, you're not coming into this store. You cannot shop here at this store here today.
How do
if
they
you
ask
don't show
you to
me
prove
proof.
That? How do they ask you to prove it?
Well, the state's going to mandate that you carry around a vaccination card with you, a digital card.
I think it's time to start protesting and civil disobedience.
No, but that wasn't my question. My question was, does that fall under the same category now? Because that's a choice.
I wouldn't think
it's
that one does.
No.
I wouldn't think
no,
that
does
one
not.
Does. No, I think that's at
and
least arguable.
Why.
That's at least arguable.
All right, go ahead, Suzette. Go ahead. Why do you say no?
Because the mandate for a vaccine or any other type of medicine or medical experimental item that you have to ingest or consume or have put in your body is different than wearing a mask. That type of mandate is against your person and against the Nuremberg Code, for God's sake. But not only that, but just the fact that they want to experiment on you without any knowledge of what would actually come of it. And so, yeah, that's completely different because that's we're dealing with life and death, possibly severe, side effects and things like that that could physically harm you. And so without any knowledge of, what those things are. So, yeah, that's different.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I got to go with that, too.
Well,
I got to agree with her on that.
That's your point. Logically, I see your point. I got another private caller here who has been waiting here about 5 minutes. I don't like to make people wait. Let's see what they got to say. Go ahead, private caller.
Yes, my name is Mike. You know me. Very good. How about you?
Yeah, Mike. How you doing? How you doing, Mike? Good to hear your voice again.
Hey.
Thanks for calling in.
Yes. Nice. Yeah. You know, Suzette, I know her very well from 10 years, 20 years in this BTR. So
hey, Mike, how you doing?
I salute her. Hey.
How you doing?
I am very good. Pretty good.
Good.
We are in the
good.
Same
we
page
haven't
now,
heard you in a while.
We are in the same page because we are all Trump supporters. So we have
that's
no
good
more
to hear your voice.
Clashes. Thank you. Good to hear from you, too. And so we know the fact that this guy in Liverpool, I mean, he was sent by, terrorist Hamas and also Taliban. I mean, we have brought so many Afghanis all over the globe. And, there are our country, Europe is gone. Right now, look at it, Belarus. I mean, the people invaded Poland while there is a soft martial law imposed in the borderline, but still they go inside it. These people, none of them are to be security checked.
Mike, I want to say the intelligence report that you gave me from the other night there about 3 or 4 nights ago, all of a sudden now Fox News is talking about it, about Russia massing troops on the border of Ukraine, getting ready to invade Ukraine. So, Mike, you called into this show about 3 or 4 nights ago, and you said, watch, they're going to be talking about this, and you're absolutely correct. So thanks for that. I appreciate that.
Well, NATO
now
is pulling exercises over in Poland, in Belarus, and they've been doing that. And I don't know, so they started first, pulling their exercises.
Yeah.
And so, of course, Russia's going to, make sure that they're not going to be caught with their pants down.
Well, you're absolutely correct. But I'll tell you what, my point I was trying to make is that, hey, we got this information out there first, and I want to thank Mike for calling in the other night because he's the one that told me, and we reported on it. So.
Oh, yeah.
But glad, Mike, got anything else
Mike
for me?
Mike, Mike brings us the international news. He's good at that.
Yeah, unfortunately, this kind of events are going to happen more and more. I mean, this the guy, taxi driver, locked the guy up in the taxi, So he blew up himself and he killed himself. And right away, through CTU, counterterrorism units of the UK, they brought three people into knees right away. So we can see that, these events are happening. We have World War III is happening almost. China ultimatum to Australia that since you have an impact with United States to defend Taiwan. So if you do that, we are coming to nuke you to the hell. Then we have Russia situation. We have Israeli situation with Iran, which is very tense. Any moment, it can happen today. It can happen next week. It can happen at any time.
I actually talked to a couple people I know in the military. You're absolutely correct, actually, with the dry run they did over in Iran. They actually did a dry run over there to bomb the nuclear reactors and some military installations over in Iran. The Israeli Air Force actually did. And then they pulled back and they came back. It was a dry run. That's what you call it the other night. I checked on that. And that was it. That was a test mission because that's what they're planning on. But those aren't the actual targets. Those are soft targets. The real targets, of course, we can't know. There's no way we can know because there's nobody calling in here that's from the actual military, high-ranking parts of the military that are making the decisions. But that was a dry run, like you said. And but that can only we can only assume that Iran is going to be targeted real soon. And the distraction of Ukraine and Russia is going to be a good distraction. I think that's when Israel will do that. And once Israel does bomb Iran, you're looking at freaking World War III happening right there, and it's going to begin in the Middle East. I mean, it's crazy. And then Taiwan will be attacked by China. Because China, China's watching right
China
now what's going to happen over there because they're going to invade Taiwan.
Well,
hey, Joe, you know that
Iran
Ukraine captured
cities.
10 Russian paratroopers who were in Ukraine on a reconnaissance mission. They said they were there by mistake. They lost their bearings, and they were by mistake. But the Ukrainian military spokesman, a guy named Andriy Lysenko, said they were carrying out a special reconnaissance mission, and they identified them as being from the 331st Regiment of the 98th Zvirsk Airborne Division.
Yeah.
Wow.
Suzette, go ahead. You had something to say, Suzette? Sorry to interrupt you, but
there
that's
six
okay.
Bombings, six bombings in China recently, and that's not being reported,
wow.
But China had bombed six different cities, areas. Yep. And I was like,
So we see what's happening here, Suzette, and we see what's happening here in America right now. Look, man, you go to the grocery store, half the aisles are empty. I don't know about you guys, but here in North Carolina, the aisles are empty. Half the aisles are empty. There's products that are just not being fulfilled in the aisles. And what's this with this Evergreen? What's with this Evergreen ship that's supposedly in the Suez Canal, that's stuck there, holding up transport of all the. And it's supposedly in these shipping containers, there's children being harvested or kidnapped from around the world. Does anybody know anything about that? Does anybody know anything or heard anything about that?
I haven't delved into that too deeply. But I was just going to say, whether you hate Trump or love Trump, they said that everything was chaotic under his presidency. I don't think so compared to what's going on right now worldwide and here at home. Good grief.
Yeah, I know. It's insane. And right now the clinical trials that have been conducted by the Pfizer to determine long the risks in children who take this COVID-19 vaccine, the company admitted in documents submitted to the FDA that on page 11, and you can look at this. You can go to Infowars.com and check it out. The FDA Advisory Committee the risk. From children ages 5 to 12. This is insane. So what do we do when they say that you're going to you must have a vaccination to shop here, or you're not getting your Social Security check no more, or you're not allowed to shop at Food Lion here in North Carolina because if you don't have your vaccination.
Well,
what do you do? What happened?
Well,
what do you do?
It happened. It happened in Australia. Australia, 2 million people. Let me say something. in Australia, it happened. 2 million people not vaccinated. Right away, they put them into a quarantine. And so I guess the next step is going to be FEMA camp in Australia.
Yeah.
So it's ridiculous.
Quarantine camp.
It is.
I heard about that.
Yes.
That is nuts.
Yeah. Quarantine camps, folks. And we got them here right now, the quarantine camps. So what happens, what do we do as Americans? So, you know, what happens when that happens here in America? Because how many people have been vaccinated already here in America? They're saying 80% of us have already been vaccinated. I mean, can the 3% stand up, Suzette or Sarge? Can the 3%, like I played in the intro here to the show, can the 3% stand up and take on this machine today? I mean,
this is medical tyranny, Joe. These mandates from the government, especially President Poopy Pants is doing. I mean, given these orders that he has no authority to do, literally, it's tyranny. It literally is tyranny. He's seizing power that he does not have under law.
Well, Biden says we're in a permanent emergency right now. Biden says we are in a permanent emergency right now. Permanent. That's what he says.
And the federal court said, I don't think so.
Yeah, I saw that ruling.
The court had put a stay. And over the weekend, the labor defense had gone back to try and get him to lift it because they were saying, well, if you don't do it now, you're going to put millions of lives at risk and blah, blah, blah. And the court said, I don't care. I'm putting the stay in permanently. That's it. You blew it. You guys, I told you not till after January 4th, come see me, and you blew it. So now it's permanent. So there's a permanent stay on a mandate, on Biden's mandate for companies with 100 employees and more.
$5. Please talk about that. California, $5, and some areas, it's $8.50. What the hell is going on?
Wow.
Yeah, and Senator Johnson had held a panel recently with the victims, and they are victims of the Pfizer vaccines. Their reactions, their life-changing reactions. One father even lost his son. He thought he was doing the right thing by having him vaccinated, and he ended up dying
from pericarditis. Yeah, I played that on here, actually.
Yeah.
Yep, you know, that's crazy.
We have thousands of incidents of people being adversely affected by that vaccine, including death.
Exactly.
It's being reported right on the government's own websites.
Sorry,
yep,
I reported
it
here. I had an instructor from the Air Force Academy here, an instructor from the Air Force Academy. She's a 20-year vet. She was an Air Force Academy instructor. She came on my podcast about 2 weeks ago and told you, everybody, look, I'm telling you, and I know her from the Republic, and I don't know why the governor gave her to me and let her come on my podcast show, but thank God she did. She told us stuff that's going to happen and the real amount of people that have died from this vaccine that would blow your mind. I mean, so, yeah, there's so many people that have died from this vaccine and the plans that they have. And she's a part of the Patriot community now. She's like, she don't care if she loses her job or not. And, coming on my podcast show, she's like, I don't care if I lose my job by coming on here, but I'm going to tell you what's really going on. And she told us. It's insane. It's
the
insane.
Young
adult
athletes under 30 years of age who get myocarditis and blood clots after getting the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just saying.
In Israel, 90% of the people who are hospitalized today is because they were vaccinated. And now it's fifth shot in Israel. Pretty soon, every 6 months, you have to have a shot. I mean, this is the most ridiculous thing we have heard in the history of mankind. I mean, the vaccines are made in 2 days. Pfizer made it in 2 days. Moderna made it in 3 days. I mean, do you really think that's a vaccine? I mean, usually polio vaccine was made in 15 years. Other vaccines are made in 10 years range. I mean, do you really think that vaccine that is made in 2 days is a vaccine? That's BS.
I know.
Well,
Hang on. Go ahead, Suzette. He talked over you. Go ahead, Suzette.
So according to the CDC, it is. They recently changed the definition, or I guess last month they changed the definition for vaccines and vaccination, where it was before it was basically an injection to get rid of or deter a disease permanently, chickenpox, you know, polio, whatever. But, and this, what we have now, is not a vaccine because it doesn't take away anything. It doesn't prevent you from getting anything. But now it does, according to the definition that they just changed. So how about that? I mean, they're really going to great lengths here, and it's miraculously being done no matter what comes out as far as information goes. And we're talking,
so what do we do?
You know,
so what do we do?
People
what
who
the,
are credible.
Look, the bottom line is this. What's the answer? What's the answer to all this?
It goes to people like you just spoke to, that man that you just spoke to, that caller that says, you know, he's just following policy and that, and he'll continue to follow orders, you know, and somehow he believes that he has some type of authority.
Scary, scary, isn't it? It's scary, isn't it? It's scary.
Yeah.
I'll follow orders. I'll just do what I'm told.
Yep.
You know? Oh. And that goes to the police departments out there, the sheriff's departments, the courthouses that, you know, that are complying with all this stuff. You know?
But wait a minute, Joe.
Scary.
Even in the Army, they told us you are not to follow a patently illegal order. They told us that even in the Army.
But they are, Sarge. Mm-hmm. But they are. That's the problem. They are, though. You know? How many people in Vietnam, Sarge, lit that village on fire? How many people went and said, hey, we're here to follow orders? They killed those. Look, I'm not trying to knock Vietnam vets because they did it in Afghanistan, too, and in Iraq, you know, and Fallujah, you know. Look, they follow illegal orders. So what makes you think they're not going to do it here when UN troops come in here and the majority of UN troops say, hey, you want your family dead? Then you obey orders. You know, what are we going to do?
I would hope
let's
they
put it
would
this way. We lost 200,000 soldiers. 200,000 soldiers had walked because they refused to get the vaccine. And then, of course, they had gotten rid of a bunch of soldiers because they believed them to be white supremacists. And so,
they did that first. You like that one?
Yeah.
That was something, huh? Boy, oh, boy.
They probably got rid of the best soldiers you got in the armed forces. When you people like that are probably the ones who are most likely to be the best soldiers you're going to have.
That's right. That's right. They are. And I will say that about the same thing with the black soldiers and whatnot. The people that believe in their people and believe in their race and their background and their family, the people that believe in their race and their heritage are the best soldiers that America can have. But the problem is they are so against everyone, society and the normalization of this, we can't be proud of who we are in America today, has really destroyed the backbone of this country. Because what do we care about, folks? Our job, our money, right? You heard what that caller said. That was a guy from a store here in Summerfield, North Carolina, that I know personally. You heard what he said. I know congressman. You heard what he said. He called me congressman because he knows I'm running here for North Carolina House of Representatives. I know. I was hoping he didn't recognize my voice, but he recognized me. I know I'm going to hear it tomorrow. I'm going to hear it tomorrow. I know I'm going to hear about it. But, you know, I put him on the spot there, and he flat out told, you know, and me and him disagree all the time. He's a friend of mine, actually. You know, I consider him a friend, but, man, when it comes to war, you know, what am I going to do? I got to stick up for freedom first, you know? I mean, he's got to go. I hope he's not listening right now, but push comes to shove. Freedom comes first,
can
man.
Can I say something?
You know?
Yes.
Go ahead,
you
Mike.
You know, when George Bush in 1996, he said, the United States Constitution is a goddamn piece of paper. We always laugh. But today, the United States Constitution is torched in front of our eyes. So at that time, George Bush said that, and he was New World Order, and today is the same, New World Order. Nothing has been changed. And we were screwed over and over again, and, you know, Constitution of the United States is finished. I mean, we have no rights anymore, and nobody has a right anymore.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, but what's the answer, though? What's the solution? You know? I mean,
when it comes to
the
people just got to be civilly disobedient. That's all.
Do you think there's hope? You
yes.
think? I mean, you guys are all in the know. You guys are very well educated. All the people that I got on here right now. I'm not taking any new callers right now, but I'm just saying, you guys are in the know. You guys are out there. You know what's going on. Do you think there's any hope?
Oh yeah, I do believe there's hope.
I don't think so.
We got a tough road to
yeah.
hoe here, Joe. Don't get too down in the mouth about this. There are a lot of people prepared to resist this. Everybody's not willing to roll over and play dead. Maybe even most people, but a significant minority of people are just not going to take it. They're going to civilly disobey, and then we're going to see what ensues next.
I would argue the opposite as far as the amount of people. I think it's the smaller group that's making all the noise because they have the backup of the media, and they have all these people that actually have the bullhorn. To scream and jump up and down, but I think the majority of people, there was a poll that was just done, and Bill Maher had read it to Adam Schiff because he says, I have bad news for you. And he says, and this is their poll, a left poll, that 80% of America disagree with the direction that the country is going in, and they're not liking it at all. And so I thought, Adam Schiff, he says, well, that's just because of the shift of dynamics. We have the Trumpians, he calls them, or whatever, that are seizing, trying to seize power and overthrow the election. He's going back to that garbage again. But anyway, he had no explanation for it.
You know,
combined approval ratings of Harris and Biden. I've never seen worse for a presidential pair in my life.
Look, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day on privately. I wasn't going to ever talk about this, but I figured I'd bring it up because tonight was a very interesting conversation we're having. I've spoken with Ocasio-Cortez from New York there. I've spoken with her two times on the telephone, all right, privately.
No.
And he was like, you spoke with her? I can't believe that, you know. And it was like, you know, and there's this feeling of, like, you may be a traitor. You got to be careful because they'll get you to sell out. And what I was trying to bring the point across is that the media puts these figureheads up on a pedestal and this narrative that they say. And I'm going to tell you right now, she really isn't as bad of a person and isn't that bad of a what she believes in her policies as the media portrays her to be. She really – I mean, I disagree with her on a lot of things that she says politically, but the media blows her at the water, and really she has no control over it. And she was trying to tell me this, and you know, and I'm trying to explain. I mean, we spoke for about 18 minutes, I think, 20 minutes, you know, on the phone, the first time, and the second time was like maybe 8 minutes because she had to go. It was, you know, but I spoke to her because I was talking to her on Twitter, and then on Facebook, my business page or whatever. And so what it is, they try to recruit me to one of their phone drives. They do these phone drives where they call people in mass numbers, and that's how I got linked to her because I told her, I said, you know, because they know my position. I do a podcast show and whatnot, so I got linked to her. I spoke to her two times. And the thing of it is she wasn't trying to get me to turn or anything like that. It's not that big of a deal. I'm not that important. But what I'm trying to say is, because somebody sent me a message right now, but I'm just trying to say is that I spoke to her, and she really was just trying to get into my head, and I was trying to get into hers. And really the media portrays people, and you'd be surprised. It's not what you think it is. You know what I mean? I don't know how else to say this. Suzette, I think you're more familiar with what I'm trying to say, maybe. That it's like everything out there is a false narrative. It's not true what people are saying. A lot of this stuff's not really the way it is as the way it portrays to be, I guess you could say.
Well,
but it may could be worse,
with that is,
you know?
Specifically pertaining to Ocasio-Cortez, the only thing I would say about as far as what you're saying is that she has her own TikTok channel, her own she was on YouTube for a little bit, but she got off of there because conservatives were trolling her, I guess. But she has her own TikTok,
yeah.
And there's no way for the media to misportray it because she's speaking directly to her listeners. And so, I mean, as a person,
that's what she's
you know, she seems like
yeah.
a nice person.
Yeah.
But other than that, I disagree with her climate change policies.
Don't get me wrong. Hey, listen, guys, I could be kicked out of the Patriot movement now for saying this. listen, I disagree wholeheartedly with a lot of her policies. What I'm trying to say is the narrative that the media tries to portray her as the being is not true. Oh, she's a Democrat. Oh, she's a socialist. Don't get me wrong. You know, but they blow it out of proportion. That's my point. They blow it out of proportion as to what, you know what I mean? And the media, we got to be careful because look what they did with Trump. They did the same thing, right? You know, they blow a lot of what he does.
Marjorie Taylor Greene is another one. Yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene is another one. They blew out of proportion. She's a Q supporter. She's one of those Q people and Trump supporter. And
that's totally false. Yeah.
Yes, I want to give you guys a website. Please go to HTTPS. Of course, you put that one always. And /... iconnectfx.com. iconnectfx.com. There are so many nice videos there because everybody who are banned from YouTube, they go over here, they put their videos, and you can see a lot of news, especially Israeli news live and other information we get is from here. This is the very nice intelligence site. Please visit iconnectfx.com.
Okay, I'm going to do our closing thoughts of tonight's podcast here, but I just want to say this to Suzette out there and Sarge and Mike. The Republic is working behind the scenes right now, networking privately. I can't get into too much detail about that, but they are working behind the scenes. So there is backroom deals being made where you're going to have to choose your jurisdiction, and that is an open and loaded statement right now, but you're going to have to choose which side you're going to be on here soon because we are heading for a great divide, and we're going to really tell this in the next coming midterm election next year. And they're trying to eliminate a lot of us, and I'm one of them. And people who know me personally know the crap that I'm going through down here. And a lot of it is, look, I'm dealing with a corrupt judiciary system down here in North Carolina. And I got nobody backing me up down here. I feel like I'm out on an island. You know, I mean, I can't get into it. It'd be impossible to get into it right now. I touch upon it a little bit. But standing alone and standing up against the evil system that that represents the land in which we live today, you know, it's a hard thing. Well, once they target you, man, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but they kidnapped me. You know, I mean, I was sitting inside custody for 13 days, you know, and they had me handcuffed to a grate in the floor, you know.
Your show the other night, you talked about, I was like, holy cow. Oh, I was saying,
yeah.
I heard you on your show the other night talking about it. I was thinking, oh, my God, this is America? What the heck is going on that they would do this to a person? You know?
Yeah, it's a true story. I mean, I got photographs and everything. I mean, I went into jail with a normal person without no medical injury. I came out with a concussion, you know, and then I got an infection in my foot from when they had the ankle thing on me, and that got infected. I got staph infection. I mean, and anybody knows me, I'm in good shape. I mean, I bench pressed 400 pounds, you know. I mean, I'm in good shape. I mean, this thing broke me down. You know, I mean, I'm okay now, but the thing of it is, you're absolutely right, Suzette. They do this to people today, but just they did it to me. I'm thinking, imagine how many other people they're doing it to, and they're keeping it quiet.
Yeah.
You know, so
have you ever heard of anyone being jailed for almost a year for simple trespass? That's what they're doing to the folks in the so-called January 6th insurrection.
Well, there, Sarge, that's a great
confinement.
Point. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, and Suzette,
got many of them in the dungeon.
Suzette, $45,000 bond for a misdemeanor. For a misdemeanor, $45,000 for a bond. Come on, who ever heard of such a thing? They were asking for $100,000. That's a murder charge. come on, man.
The Patriot Act sounded good to a lot of people, but this is what it is. That's what they're going to do to you, and they can because of that. So I'm sorry, but you're a bunch of idiots who were cheering for it. Go, yeah, we're going to get the terrorists. How many have been actually taken down using that system?
I know.
How many Americans have been taken down with that system?
I know, right? I like how you just said that. You're absolutely correct. You're killing us, you know? I mean, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I tell you. Hey, closing thoughts to tonight's podcast. I had a couple other callers. They dropped, but I'll start with you, Sarge. You go first, and then I'll go down the line to Mike, and then Suzette, I'll let you get the last word. Go ahead, Sarge, you first.
Well, I had wanted to talk about Kyle Rittenhouse because I've been watching the trial in open-mouthed amazement, listening to the utterly inane and absurd arguments of these prosecutors. It is beyond belief. I've never seen anything advanced by a prosecution to negate the rights, an alienable right of self-defense, what I've seen here. And what they're doing to this kid ought to go down as one of the more disgraceful moments in American jurisprudence. I mean, it's just god-awful what they're doing. What they're trying to tell us is this. You don't have a right to resist the lumpen proletariat that has been set upon us by these people who want to fundamentally transform America, want to take us away from our inalienable right of self-defense and the Second Amendment, and who want to let the little Marxist mobs intimidate us through terror tactics, and we don't be able to raise a peep about it when the authorities abrogate their duty and their responsibility to keep it under control. If you ask me, that's what this thing is all about.
I agree. I agree, Sarge. Mike, go ahead, Mike. You've been on here. And Mike, I haven't heard you for a long time. I'm glad you chimed back in here the past few shows. Thanks for your voice. I appreciate it. Go ahead. Closing thoughts here to the Tonight Podcast.
Sir. Yeah, thank you very much, Serge, Suzette, and our beloved host as well, too. You know, the question is, we must be united, and we must never, you know, do harm to each other by any means. And we are American. We have a Constitution of the United States behind us, and we must tolerate each other as much as possible. But, you know, when it comes to, you know, abortion, it's my body, my choice. So when it comes to vaccination, it's my body, my choice. There is no other way. It's my choice, and that's it. We must end to this, and we must not put vaccines that is made in 2 days, is not a real vaccine. It's right now, more people are around the globe are sicker and sicker. Hospitals are sicker and sicker. But the reason is because of the people put the shots, and 10% of people who are not put the shot in the hospital. So you can see there is something wrong with this vaccine. Go ahead, please. Thank you.
Yeah. Mike, I think we'll disagree on the abortion thing. I think that's a future show, though. We'll get into that, you and I. But then, you know, that's the thing, though. We could disagree, but we got to, in a way, though, we have to find out what the common denominator is at the end of it all. And I think the Constitution, in a way, plays that out in the end. You know, when everything's all settled out, and we all can get what we want, but we just can't kill off each other. We got to fight and stand up against tyranny and the enemy. And then once we eliminate the enemy, then you know what? We can argue amongst each other, and we'll all have a seat at the table, and we can go our separate ways. Because there'll be room enough in this world for us to live the way we want to live. You want to be this way? You want to be that way? You can. We'll have enough. But right now we have any Islamic bankers that are controlling us, and the tyranny right now trying to control us and kill us off. But Suzette, go ahead.
Just to add on to that, it's not us against each other. It's us against them, and we need to get that straight to end this tyranny. But also, Mike, I have a pen and paper to get that website from you. I didn't get it. You kind of said it too fast. So what was that website you were talking about?
iconnectfx.com. HTTPS, of course, you put, or just put iconnectfx. It will come, and you push it on the second one or first one. I mean, iconnectfx.com.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And I will just say to your listeners, stand strong, civil disobedience, anywhere and anytime you can, but just don't let it get out of hand to where you end up getting yourself put in jail because you're no good to us there. So do it the right way, and we shall overcome. God bless America.
God bless the Republic. Yeah, God bless the Republic, because we can't ever forget the Republic, because that's what it's all about anyway, the Republic. We're not a democracy, that's for sure. So, a democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. But, hey, it was a good podcast here tonight. Suzette, man, you always bring a good crowd with you. Mike, thank you. I appreciate it. And, Suzette, real quick, tell everybody, because I got a bunch of people here on – it's a big following here tonight. Tell people you still do your show, right?
I do. I'm on Spreaker on Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time under Welcome to Suzette Live. And Thursday I will be on Blog Talk Radio on Donnie C's show, hosting a show. So,
What time?
It'll be at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern.
9 p.m. Eastern. What's the name of that show again?
Donnie C.
Can you invite me too, please?
Donnie C, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check it out, Blog Talk Radio, Donnie
Blog
C.
Blog Talk Radio.
Is he going to have a call-in? Is that a live call-in show, or is that just listen?
On BTR, there should be phone calls. Yes, I'll be accepting phone calls.
What's the phone number? You got the number or no?
Right?
I don't have that yet.
Okay.
I have a show on Spreaker, Mike. I have a show on Spreaker. And then I'll just be hosting a show on Thursday for Donnie C. On
Thursday, 9 p.m. East. Thursday, 9 p.m. East. Check out Suzette on Donnie C., right? Donnie C. show, right?
Yep.
All right. Hey, everybody.
Thank you.
D-O-N-N-Y. You're welcome.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Say hello to your husband.
And
keep up the good fight, Suzette. Keep up the good fight. Fighting the good fight. Sarge, you know you too.
Well,
and Mike. Mike, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. I guess we'll wrap it up right there. But, hey, everybody, God bless the Republic. Thank you for calling in tonight. Everybody that did participate, God bless the Republic.
Talk to Will in Arizona. Thanks for holding her on the air.
First off, I am a Prison TV Planet member.
Awesome, brother. Go ahead and do your points, and I'll hold you over if need be.
If you really want to have an unabridged idea of what is going on today, look at it's actually a YouTube video, but it's a documentary, Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told. He actually kicked out a lot of the bankers because they were trying to implode Germany after World War I. And it was the bankers. And when I was watching that, it was 5 hours long. And I started listening and saying to myself, wait a minute. They are just repeating history, but because we are so dumbed down in the sense of our historical knowledge.
Well, I haven't seen the documentary you're talking about, but people can, I guess, check it out for themselves.
In the very well-made, excellent, and moving documentary called Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told. I want you to do something for me as well, and I would really appreciate it. Before you listen to this interview, I want you to watch the documentary. I know you want to listen to this program right away, but if you haven't already seen it, I want you to stop this program right now and go watch the documentary first. And I'm adamant about watching the documentary because one of the biggest hurdles that the majority of people seem to have, they're basically just kind of set in their ways, and they argue that they already know everything that they need to know concerning this topic. Well, I can promise you, people, you don't know one-tenth of it.
I seriously had a panic attack after I watched that documentary, The Greatest Story Never Told. And for days afterward, I was really shook up. It had such a profound impact on me, and everything started making so much sense, and I felt so... I mean, I've always felt kind of betrayed by the powers that be, but I felt more betrayed than ever. Mm-hmm. And I started looking back on my entire life and looking back at all the movies that I'd seen.
I just couldn't believe it. I thought if they could pull off this, then anything is possible. Anything.
Yeah.
You know, and that one, you know, I would encourage anybody watching this or listening to this to watch that hasn't seen that documentary to watch it and go back
with an open mind.
Open mind and listen to that interview that you did with Dennis Wise recently.
But that's most likely what got us censored from iTunes, by the way, too, that show.
Yeah, well.
That shows what we're not allowed to talk about. It's just, off limits, you know?
And that's what, when I was going through that sort of panic attack realization, that was it. That was the big red flag. I was like, oh my God, like, of course we're not being told the truth because we're not allowed to talk about this issue. When you're not allowed to talk about something, then that's like the red flag right there. If it's off limits, then that's the thing you need to talk about the most.
And the rule to remember is that history is written by the winner.
I can promise you, people, you don't know one-tenth of it.
It looks like the Sand People did this all right. Look, the Scaffy Sticks, Bantha Tracks, I never heard of them hearing anything this big before.
They didn't, but we are meant to think they did. These tracks are side by side. Sand People always ride single file to hide their numbers.
These are the same Jawas that sold us R2 and 3PO.
And these last points, too accurate for Sand People. Only Imperial Stormtroopers are so precise.
But why would Imperial 2.5 fight a Jawas? If they place the robots here, then they have learned who they sold them to, and that would lead them back home.
Oh, wait, Luke! It's too dangerous! You know, with this life you pass away. For life presents a possibility each and every day. I heard a calling that was right for me. I prayed for strength for what's ahead of me.
Fear of life is a path to the dark side. Death is a natural part of life. Rejoice for those around you who transform into the Force.
Sun rose high and burn some night away. He stood before me, was my enemy. He come to take away my liberty.
Now you will experience.
I'd rather be a slave. 25 pounds. He's in handcuffs, face down. Yet her lawyer say up to 7 individuals working for the sheriff or jail are in the cell. Both women and men deputies forcibly removed all her clothes.
The shadow of greed, that is.
When you put your hand into a bunch of goo that a moment before was your best friend's face, you know what to do.
Laugh, the Jedi are no more. Not if anything to say about it. I am. And your rule is not joking enough at all.
However, the space that you are currently on is an endangered species, has endangered species on it, and you will need to remove your tent and your tarp at this time. And I'm asking again for your voluntary compliance.
We're going to hold on to him by the nose, and we're going to kick him in the ass. We're going to kick the hell out of him all the time, and we're going to go through him like Matt through a loop.
Thank you.
don't believe that every service member should have them. Some don't because of the risks we talk about, but others say if they can deal with the cost and pay for all of this, it is worth it, not only to practice the truth, but to be able to tell friendly from enemies on the battlefield.
One thing that you men will be able to say when you get back home, and you may thank God for it. 30 years from now, when you're sitting around your fireside with your grandson on your knee, and he asks you, what did you do in the great World War II? You won't have to say, well, I shoveled shit in Louisiana.
All right, everybody, thank you for joining me here tonight. Understanding the time in which we live today. No matter what we may believe or think or in our own little world, the main thing that we have to understand, and some of us don't realize that or understand that until we get older. I wish I would have known what I know now, that life is very important, PJ, every one of us. And no matter who you are or where you come from or what you believe in, the most important thing to each and every one of us is freedom. And a lot of us stand up for freedom, and we're willing to die for freedom. But there's many more of us that don't stand up and live out and carry out what we believe in. We hide behind closed doors and don't really, I guess you could say, take that stand. But to those veterans out there and to the people out there that really believe and that served their country and served what they believe in, the people that went out there and fought, no matter who you are, what color you are, where you come from, if you stood for freedom and you stood for America and the foundations of what this country actually stood for and what we believed in, and you stood up for truth, then, you know, you're a part of my group and a part of my way of thinking, and you're a brother of mine. So with that being said, you know, no matter what, where life takes us tomorrow or the next day, if I'm here with you or if you're there and I'm not with you, just remember that standing up for what you believe in and who you are and your family and basically just your, I guess, I mean, it's hard to put into words, but those of you who have walked the walk, talked the talk, and stood up for what you believe in. And I know a lot of people that took that oath or who were out there fighting whatever war it was in or whatever mission you were on or whatever group you were a part of at that time when you were standing up for freedom and standing up for that flag and our Constitution, you know what I'm talking about. And it doesn't matter where you were at that time when you believed in that and you stood up for what was right. It doesn't matter at the end of the day what everybody else is saying or doing, because it only matters what you really believed in and stood for and the sacrifice you were willing to pay or did pay at the end. And it doesn't matter what God you believe in or how you believe, but I know this, that throughout my life, I saw death. I seen it. I lived it. And I almost was murdered twice. And I know I walked the walk and talked the talk, so I have nothing to prove to anybody. But some of us out there that have any questions or reservations about who you are and deep inside, you know, don't question yourself or your motives. If you will know when the time comes what decision to make or where to stand and who to stand with. You will know. Trust me. And I knew when the time came. And I know now who I stand with and what I'm willing to fight and die for. I know what I'm willing to die for. And I know what I'm willing to stand up for. I know that at the age I'm at, and I've known it for quite some time now, after facing death. And it doesn't matter what the next guy says. It doesn't matter what anybody else says about you or what they feel about you or what position you're in or what category of society you think you're a part of or class or generation or belief standard. Just know this. When the time comes, again, I will repeat this, when the time comes and that decision has to be made between right and wrong, you'll know. But it won't take a long time, and you won't get a lot of time to think about it. You'll know which way and which way to go, who to stand with or who to be a part of. So don't listen to what others say, but watch what others say and watch what they do and how they act and understand how they act and why they act that way, and you'll come to believe the right way carry out the rest of your life, even if it's only for a moment. Because some of us, when we make that decision, it could be game over at any moment or any part of time that proceeds after that you make that decision. And what I'm trying to make a point across to you is that life-altering decisions and choices come across us each and every single day. And some of us live in these small little bubbles, and some of us are part of a crowd, and some of us are in big bubbles, and some of us are important people, and some of us are just living to just carry out tomorrow. But whatever way, whatever thought or whatever action perceives you or do you perceive that's going to happen tomorrow or the next day or the next day, whatever future you have plans for you and your family, understand that love and loving your brother and looking forward and planning for a better tomorrow is the most important thing that you can ever do, no matter what age you are or where you are and what aspect of life or I guess you could say class you're a part of, you know? I mean, I don't know how else to put it or to phrase it or try to apply it so for you to understand as listening to this. Just remember that decisions you make today are going to affect the people around you. And understand that how you live tomorrow going to affect people around you. So remember, I don't have all the answers, you don't have all the answers, but certainly the answer that we're trying to answer through our words, through our love, is so hard to figure out. You know, the most important thing to me in my life is obviously, if you listen to my show, my children. But I sacrifice each and every single day for you and the other people out there that listen not just for my children, but for your families and your children also. It's hard to put in words. It's hard to demonstrate just by words exactly what it is I'm trying to articulate to you. But all I know is that I don't know where I'll be a week from now or 2 weeks from now or a month from now. But I know for a fact that the things that I've done and that I've said and the things that I've spoken here on this podcast show were my best way to communicate my objective to make all of our lives better, whether it be in my little part of the world or my state, my county, or my country. Some of us don't get the larger platforms that we want to speak upon because, you know what, we're not ready for it, or we just wouldn't be able to handle it. But I know that what I do each and every day, it's trying to do what is best for everyone else. So, with that being said, those of you who know who I am as an individual and a person, I'm sure you know exactly where I'm coming from. And, I'm sorry that, I couldn't have done more and what I was doing or the goals that I was trying to perceive or press upon everyone else. But, I don't know. It's easy to script out something and write something out and pretend to be something that I'm not or that I want to be. But I will say my heart is with the Republic and for my country and for my family and for my friends. And I consider most of the people out there listening tonight my friends. And my friends that are willing to be there and be here. So, as you say, good night and God bless the Republic. And God bless everyone that listened to this podcast show here tonight. And hopefully we can do another show in the future. Take care.